It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Friday, USDA released their August cattle on feed report. Of course, this report gives us an idea of how many cattle in our feedlots at the beginning of the month, how many were placed, and how many were marketed the preceding month. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the numbers for the report.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Ag Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Ag Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Well, what seems like it's been a sea of bad news or negative news for the cattle markets, we finally found some news that was positive, and it continues the trend that we've been seeing for the last year to 2 years, and that is we have tight supplies of cattle as far as the U.S. is concerned. Looking at Friday's cattle on feed report from USDA, it was bullish to the cattle markets. When you're looking at the on-feed number, it came in at 102% of a year ago, which was as expected. Now, the number is higher because we've been holding cattle back longer, putting more weight on them, and so we're getting the slaughter weights up to try to make up for some of the difference of the lower number of cattle that we do have in the feedlots. As far as placements, expectations were at 93. It came in at 89% of a year ago, so it's 11% less than last year while we saw placements going into the feedlots. That was, like I said, 4% less than expected, and lowest number for this time frame in history since this report has been capped. So we've been putting the lowest number of cattle in our feedlot than we've seen. Marketing was estimated at 93%, which is right in line with expectations. Overall, this report was friendly to the cattle because it continues to show that the U.S. cattle numbers are tight and that we're running into a little bit of a time frame when we're going to continue to see tight supplies. Now, we are looking at the border opening down in Douglas, Arizona. That opened on Monday afternoon. USDA saying they're going to open another port in 30 days. And we're also looking at imports as being a big part of what's been driving the cattle markets as of late. When you look at the U.S. numbers, they're fairly tight and somewhat supportive. It's the imports that are starting to hurt the market.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.